The Port Edwards-based company ERCO wanted a 10-year limit on the price it pays for electricity generated by Wisconsin Power and Light. In return, ERCO promised to pay $85 million to switch to a manufacturing process that would eventually eliminate its mercury emissions, which are about 25% of the state's total. But during action on Power and Light's rate hike request, the Public Service Commission voted 3-0 against ERCO's plan, which would have set a state precedent. Commission Chairman Dan Ebert says electricity rates should be based on a fair allocation of the cost of service.
Ratepayers and the utilities depend upon this principle being fairly and appropriately implemented. If the principle is ignored, fair economic decision-making is lost.
Ebert called ERCO's plan inconsistent with Wisconsin law. Other PSC commissioners worried about enforcement of ERCO's pledge to install the new mercury controls. The commission acknowledged ERCO's proposal had the backing of some environmental groups and could have benefited society. Sierra Club Representative Eric Urim hopes the issue isn't dead. He says perhaps state officials could pick up speed on reducing mercury emissions.
The governor has indicated that he wants to see a 90% reduction in mercury emissions in the state of Wisconsin. And given the fact that ERCO is responsible for over 30% of the emissions, we certainly have to address this issue.
Urim also says maybe ERCO could go ahead and spend its own money on reducing mercury without looking for help from other ratepayers of Wisconsin Power and Light. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.